Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brain break.
What? Wait, what?
You heard me correctly. This is a brain break. Trace and I are going to take a little winter break. Trace, you were telling me, how many episodes have we done so far?
We have done 3 years worth of 189 episodes.
I'm patting our backs for us. High five us. So we're taking a little winter break and we'll be back in January. Our next show will be on a Tuesday.
Yep. January 4th, 2022. We need some time, people. Just a little bit.
Yeah. I think the pandemic is like, pandemic years are like dog years.
And oh my
gosh. We've hit like, we fit like 17 years of life into 1 year. Yes.
I, for one, need to like bake some cookies and read some books and, yes. and not think if, as much as it's possible.
Yes. We hope you guys get the opportunity to do the same. But yes. If you do not want to, you can put in a calendar alert and choose from the Brain Junk back catalog every Tuesday.
And while the newer stuff, the brainstorms are shorter, if you're jonesing for some longies, you can go back, you can listen to insults, you can listen to stuff that is false but sounds true.
You could recreate some of our retro recipes from that one episode we did with, like, I had a wonderful Spam recipe in there that I'm not sure if Trace fully appreciated.
No, I didn't. That's true. There was also like Jell-O with Red Hot. So there's lots of options.
Yes.
So many options.
There were some good things that happened in that episode.
We should do another one of those. See, this is the stuff we need to be doing.
Yes.
We're not going to let you go with nothing. Amy, of course, has curated some delightful facts. I don't know what. We'll find out.
Yes. For instance, more than 22 million tons of salt are used on U.S. roads each winter, according to the internet, which comes out to be 137 pounds of salt per person per winter.
Wow. So the United States really is as salty as we think it is. That's so much salt. How does that work out? That's like, what was it? You had Danny DeVito's. That must be like two Danny DeVito's.
Oh, no, that's seven dachshunds of salt.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah. One-tenth of a horse. 10 chihuahuas, seven
there
dachshunds.
There you go.
Oh, my favorite one. I forgot to tell you guys. It's about nine-tenths of a beer keg, if you prefer that. It's almost a keg's worth of salt.
Ugh.
Did you have a fun one for us? I have one more. Well, I can tell you all of mine if you want.
Well, yeah, you tell me yours, okay. And then I will jump on because I think they dovetail nicely.
Okay.
Like this, we planned it.
Right? Yes. I love that idea. Okay. So the snowiest city on Earth is in beautiful coastal Japan. Aomori City in northern Japan receives 312 inches or 26 feet of snow on average.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I have estimates for that too. Do you want to know how much that is?
Do you have human being sizes? Because yes! I love it when you do that.
We, of course, know my gold standard is Danny DeVito's.
Yes.
I just love them. 5.5 Danny DeVito's of snow. Just to get to the top of that. Or Shaquille O'Neal and Andre Giant, the Giant, is 3.5 of those guys. So you could have like Shaq, Andre, Shaq, Danny, and then you'd be almost out of the snow.
Then your head would be peeking up like a daisy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so if you have something called chionophobia, this city would scare you to death because that is the intense fear of snow.
That one seems reasonable to me, honestly, because snow is perilous. And that's a good word.
Oh, word score. I just watched this video and this lady was saying that she doesn't worry about the fact that it's cold or she thinks she's going to get stuck. It's the snowflakes falling that creep her out, like a
really?
Spider moving. That's what creeps her out. And that's my favorite thing. Not the spider, but the falling flakes.
That's very interesting.
While we're on break, everybody, we're talking about kind of doing some revamping and thinking about going back to some longer episodes. So if you have any thoughts, you could contact us on Instagram and Facebook. And we'll also still be posting on social media. So there's going to be more wackiness out there. But you can ask your smart speaker to play old episodes. So even though we won't be coming out with new stuff through December, there's stuff out there to listen to. We're going to miss you guys while we're gone. But, you know, we just need a little time to recharge those batteries. And, you know, like we said, while we're on break, If you want to hear some episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can go back to listen to long ones. You can listen to a whole bunch of little ones while you're on your way to the store. We're going to keep doing some social media, so there'll be some fun facts coming out and short movies and stuff like that. So we're not gone. We're not gone for good. And we'll be back on January 4th. We promise. Amy and I will catch you next year when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know.
And we guarantee you will not be bored.
No, you will not. Although your pants might be a little tighter and there's nothing we can do about that for you.
I don't know. Maybe I will look up some facts on neuroscience on how you can leverage, like build new brain cells and leverage them to do your bidding more effectively. I'm going to work on that for us, everybody.
Okay.